Title: Build a Breakbeat for Smoky Warehouse Vibes in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build a rolling drum and bass breakbeat that feels like a smoky warehouse at 3 a.m. Grit in the midrange, tight punch up front, and just enough dark room around it to make it breathe. By the end, you'll have a 174 BPM break chopped into a drum rack, processed with Ableton stock tools, reinforced with a modern kick and snare layer, and arranged into an 8 to 16 bar section that actually feels drop ready. Open Ableton Live 12 and start and use it. Step 0, set up the session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is common, but 174 is a nice center point. Now create 3 MIDI tracks. Name the first one break slice. Name the second kick layer. Name the third snare layer. Optional but helpful, make an audio track called Break RAW. This is just for auditioning break samples before you commit. Before we touch any plugins, quick coach note. Gain staging. When you do load a break, you want that track peaking somewhere around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Don't stress the exact number, just don't let it slam into the red. A lot of why does this sound crunchy and harsh is simply because the sample is too hot before it hits saturator or drum bus. Step 1. Pick the right break. For warehouse smoke vibes, you usually want a break with real room tone, a little dust or noise, and loose funk ghost notes. That natural mess is the vibe. Grab a break from an Ableton pack if you have one, or from your own library. Classic sources are Amen, Think, Hot Pants, anything with character. Drag your break onto the Break RAW audio track so you can hear it. Step 2. Warp it properly so it grooves at 174. Click the audio clip and go down to clip view. Turn warp on. Ableton might guess the tempo. That's fine, but don't trust it blindly. Turn on your metronome and hit play. Here's the critical thing. Lock the first downbeat. Find the very first clean transient, usually the first kick, and make sure it lands exactly on 1.1.1. If it doesn't, right-click and set 1.1.1 here, or add a warp marker and drag it so it's correct. Now for warp mode. Start with beats. Set preserve to transients. Set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 35%. Lower envelope keeps it punchy. If it gets clicky and weird, ease it up slightly. Listen for the snare. In DNB, if the snare is drifting late or early against the grid, the whole thing feels wrong. Add as few warp markers as possible to correct it. One of the most common beginner mistakes is overwarping. Too many warp markers can kill the groove and make the break feel dead. Your goal is simple. It loops cleanly every one or two bars without flamming against the metronome. Step 3. Slice to drum rack for real control. Once your break is warping nicely, right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. Create one slice per transient. Use the built-in Slice to Drum Rack preset. Now you've got a drum rack full of slices, each transient mapped across pads. Ableton typically creates a MIDI clip that triggers the slices in their original order, basically recreating the break, but now you can edit it like MIDI. On the break slice track, find that MIDI clip. Start by setting up a clean 2-bar loop. Duplicate it so it runs for 8 bars. We'll make variations soon, but first we want the core pocket. Extra coach tip, slice cleanup equals instant tightness. Open a few important pads in the rack, like the main snare slice, a loud hat, maybe the main kick slice. In the simpler controls for that slice, use a tiny fade in, like 0.5 to 2 milliseconds, to remove clicks. Add a fade out, maybe 5 to 20 milliseconds, so tails don't smear into the next hit. If a slice rings out and overlaps weirdly, switch it to one-shot behavior so it doesn't re-trigger in a messy way. Also, use choke groups for realism. If you have open hat slices or noisy tails that overlap in an impossible way, put those pads into the same choke group inside the drum rack. That way, one cutoff will naturally stop another, like a real drummer's kit in a room. Step 4. Tighten the groove without killing the funk. At 174, the backbeat typically feels like snare on beats 2 and 4 and a half time sense. Your break probably already has that. Don't delete the ghost notes. Ghost notes are the roll. They're the nervous system of the groove. To add a little controlled swing, use Groove Pool. Open the Groove Pool. Pick a subtle groove. MPC style swings are a great start and drag it onto your clip. Keep the amount gentle, like 10 to 25%, timing around 10 to 20, velocity around 5 to 15. So the ghost notes stay alive. If you want a more custom push-pull later, you can do a simple trick. Duplicate your 2-bar clip and nudge only the ghost notes slightly late, just a few milliseconds, while keeping the main kick and snare locked. It'll feel loose but still hit hard. Step 5. Clean the brake with EQ8 on the brake slice track at EQ8 first. Do a low cut, around 30 to 45 Hz. Use a steeper slope if you want. This is just removing sub rumble that won't help you. Then control mod. Dip around 200 to 350 Hz by 2 to 4 dB with a medium Q, around 1.2. Don't overdo it. Brakes need mid-range attitude. If the brake is spitty or harsh, try a small dip around 3 to 6 kHz. Small moves. Teacher note. EQ isn't here to make it pretty. It's here to make room for layering and keep the brake focused. Step 6. Add warehouse grit with saturator and drum bus. After EQ8, drop in saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Set drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. Now, very important, level match. If it sounds better just because it got louder, you'll make bad decisions. Turn down the output so the volume is roughly the same before and after. Then add drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15, depending on the sample. Crunch 0 to 20, but don't shred it. Boom 0 to 20, with the frequency around 55 to 70 Hz. But here's the strategy. If you plan to add a kick layer, keep boom subtle. Let your kick and sub own the deep lows, and let the brake be the character and the movement. For transient, go plus 5 to plus 15 if it needs snap. If it's too clicky, pull it back. This chain is where the smoky concrete feeling starts showing up. Optional, roar. If you want control dirt, you can add roar after drum bus, but keep it disciplined. It's easy to overdo. We're going for fog and grit, not a demolished drum loop. Step 7. Add a short, dark room, not a wash. Add reverb, or hybrid reverb if you have a taste for more control. Keep decay short, around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay around 5 to 15 milliseconds. High cut around 4 to 7 kHz so it stays dark. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz so you don't cloud the low mids. Dry wet around 5 to 12%. Warehouse vibe is more walls nearby than giant cavern. You want space around the hits, not tails that burr the groove. Pro move, still stock only. Build a parallel smoke return. Create a return track called smoke. Put reverb first, short and dark. Then saturator a bit hot. Then EQ8. High pass around 300 to 600 Hz and low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. Now send your brake to it lightly. This gives you a controlled gritty ambience layer without wrecking your transients. Step 8. Layer a kick and snare for modern weight. The brake gives you movement and heritage. The layers give you the chest hit. On kick layer, load a drum rock or a simpler with a punchy DNB kick. Program it simply at first. Hit on 1.1. And then add syncopation only if it supports the brake. Don't fight the drummer. Support the drummer. Process the kick lightly. EQ8. Cut 200 to 400 if it's boxy. Saturator. 1 to 3 dB drive if needed. Optional drum bus for extra thump. On snare layer, load a snare with body and crack. Place it on beats 2 and 4. Process snare lightly. EQ8, either a small boost around 180 to 220 Hz for body or 2 to 4 kHz for crack, depending on what it's missing. Saturator very gentle. A tiny reverb send can help, but keep it controlled. Now do the phase and timing check, because this is where beginners lose impact. If the kick sounds weaker when the layer is on, your layers are fighting. Use track delay on the kick layer and try nudging it a few milliseconds, like minus 5 to plus 5. Do the same with snare if you hear flamming, that double hit feeling. Another quick check. Put a utility on your drum bus and toggle mono briefly, at low volume. If the snare disappears or the weight collapses, something is out of alignment or too wide. Step 9. Make it roll with hats, ghosts, and tiny edits. Keep the quieter ghost hits in the brake MIDI. Don't delete them just to clean it up. That's where the roll lives. If you need extra hats, add a closed hat sample and program either offbeat 8th notes for space, or light 16th ticks for pressure. Use the velocity MIDI device on hats. Add a bit of randomness, like 5 to 15, so it breathes. If the hats are too forward and bright, here's a smoky trick. Don't add more reverb or distortion. Turn down the velocities. Velocity is your smoke control. Less transient brightness often feels darker than more effects. Microvarination every 2 bars goes a long way. Remove one kick, add one ghost snare, or add a tiny reverse cymbal into the backbeat. Very low level. If you want a stutter that doesn't scream EDM glitch, pick a tiny hat or a snare tail slice, and place it as a super quiet 1/32 pickup into the snare. Do it once every 4 or 8 bars. It reads as nervous energy, not a gimmick. Step 10. Arrange an 8 to 16 bar section that feels like DNB. A 2 bar loop is a sketch. Arrangement is what makes it feel like a record. Here's a clean 16-bar blueprint. Bars 1 to 4. Core groove, stable. Bars 5 to 8. Add a small hat density change or one ghost variation. Bar 8. Mini fill. Maybe a snare double, or remove a kick for a beat. Bars 9 to 12. Back to the groove. Slightly heavier. Maybe lift the break by half a dB, or add a touch more crunch. Bars 13 to 16. Start reducing elements in bar 15, then a crisp fill in bar 16. And here's a fill that hits hard without wrecking the pocket. Use silence. In bar 16, mute one kick and one hat right before the snare. That little gap creates a serious punch. Now add easy automation lanes so it feels like it's evolving. Automate reverb dry wet up slightly into fills. Automate drum bus drive up by 2 to 4 into bar 16. Automate EQ 8 high shelf or a low pass style move. Slightly darker in the earlier bars, slightly brighter as you approach the transition. If your break is too bright but you don't want to bury it, try multiband dynamics after your dirt. Solo the high band, set it above roughly 4 to 6 kHz, and apply gentle downward compression. It'll tame splashy highs only when they jump out. Common mistakes to avoid as you go. Don't overwarp. Fix what's off. Leave the feel. Don't drown it in reverb. DNB needs punch, and punch hates long tails. Don't ignore phase and timing on layers. Flaming kills impact. Don't scoop all the mids. The mid-range grid is what cuts through bass. And don't overcompress the whole drum bus early. Balance first, glue later.